Good evening, and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Ahead tonight, I have some Native American flute music, new releases from Wisconsin by Take Three, Colin O'Brien, and Josh Hardy, some lyrics of Woody Guthrie set to music by leading Americana musicians, and Malvina Reynolds. And that's just a sampling of what's ahead. Right now, though, a quick look at the weather forecast. There's a line of strong thunderstorms that will be entering the state from the west, starting any time. And these storms might produce heavy rain, some large hail, damaging winds, and a higher than normal chance of tornadoes. So you might want to stay tuned to your radio. If anything's going to happen in your area, you'll get that wonderful emergency tone that makes a sound. To start this evening, something very special. I've been happy to share a wide variety of live folk music. And this evening, I'm delighted to welcome a duo that specializes in Western music. KG and the Ranger are cowboy entertainers who have shared the stage with some of the best in the business, including Dale Evans and Roy Rogers and Sons of the Pioneers. And now they're sharing our studio here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Welcome.
Well, hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Maybe we should say howdy.
Howdy and happy trails and all of that. Right.
We got the campfire going, I think.
Yeah, we have the virtual campfire.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're here with a guitar and a cowboy hat and a banjo, and I've seen a harmonica. And so how did you get into doing cowboy music? Well, first of all, where are you from? Did you grow up in the West?
No, we're both from Wisconsin. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, but migrated west to Wisconsin. Sometimes we think we could change the name of the state. If we called it Westconsin, mm-hmm. then we'd be from out west.
But, some people pronounce it that way.
That's right. And Rick is a native Wisconsin farm boy.
I was born and raised over in Sheboygan County. I was born in Plymouth and got a farm over there. Mom's listening tonight.
All right.
Hi, Mom.
Did you grow up on a dairy farm?
On a dairy farm, yes. I was a cowboy.
Literally speaking.
Right.
So when did you two discover cowboy music?
Well, I grew up with the folk music of the 60s, but for as long as I can remember, anything that had to do with cowboys, I just gravitated towards, and I grew up, you know, as a young child watching Roy Rogers and Dale Evans on TV. And I've just always loved this whole image of the cowboy. And Rick and I were performing together in a band called Stone Soup quite a few years ago, 4 years ago. We just both kept bringing in these old cowboy songs, and a little light bulb went on and said, we like the same kind of music. And then the more we got into it and discovered the Sons of the Pioneers and Riders in the Sky and the older cowboy songs, the traditional songs, we just musically fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm. It's just, why don't we start right out with something then? What would you like to start with?
Well, this is how we usually start most of our shows, and it actually is the way the Sons of the Pioneers opened a lot of their shows.
Right.
It's a song about a cowboy's favorite way to have fun out on the range. They'd get together for a good old-fashioned square dance or a hoedown, and the cowboys called that a cowboy jubilee.
Here we go.
Come on and throw away your troubles, cast them to the moon, and sell all your worries for free. For there's a great day coming, can't you hear them all humming? It's a cowboy jubilee. If you got lots of leisure time and nothing else to do, and wanna be happy as we, just grab your hat and get your boots on. Pretty soon you'll belong to that cowboy jubilee. Just hear that cowboy band a-playing. See those couples out there swaying. You know your boots don't mean a thing when you get in the swing. Say, cowboy's life is for me. Soon all your cares you'll be shedding, and like me you'll be heading.
All join hands and circle the hall. And when you get home, remember the call. You swing your corner and you swing your own. You swing her up and down and rock and roll.
Just hear that cowboy band a-playing.
I hear it, Ranger.
See those couples out there swaying. You know your blues don't mean a thing when you get in the swing. Say, cowboy's life is for me. bills, cast them to the moon, and sell all your worries for free. For there's a great day coming, can't you hear them all humming? It's the Cowboy Jubilee.
Cowboy Jubilee. My guests are KG and the Ranger, which can translate to Karen Gogolik and Rick Rolchin. It's what is the Ranger? There's such a mystique on the name of the Ranger. So many Western groups have that in there.
Yeah, I guess it's from the Texas Rangers. I don't know. You know, when we started this music, the most important role model that was really out there right then was Riders in the Sky. And, of course, they had Ranger Doug.
That's right.
And so we created Ranger Rick without knowing that there was a raccoon named Ranger Rick in the Sierra Club magazines.
Magazine, yeah.
And we tease people. We tell them KG stands for cowgirl, you know.
Yeah.
Cows
sure.
don't know how to spell.
That's right. So. That just makes a lot of sense. Well, let me ask you about the yodeling, because that's a really strong part of what you do as performers. In fact, you've been three-time champions of duo yodeling.
Right, harmony yodeling. Yeah.
For the Western Music Association. Has that always been a cowboy thing? I mean, where did that come from?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And one that Ranger Doug wrote an entire book on. It really was the movie Cowboys that brought yodeling into this music. And that's really the part of the cowboy music literature that we really gravitate towards is the Roy Rogers and Gene Autry that came from the 30s and 40s movies. The cowboys probably, you know, had some yips and yells and communicated across distances like the Swiss herders did. But the real fancy melodic yodeling came mostly from Roy Rogers and from the cowboy music. Okay. There's theories about Swiss or German performers bringing it across through vaudeville and the cowboys picking it up and incorporating it.
I was wondering about that. I live outside of New Galeras, and we have a lot of yodelers in that neck of the woods, Swiss yodelers, well, as you mentioned, you know, trying to communicate across the mountains or that sort of thing.
Yeah, it fits. And there's forms of yodeling. You know, it's just something the human voice does, and it's always intriguing to people to hear it. It conveys emotion in some way. It's a happy sound, or it can be a sad sound. Almost every culture has some form of yodeling in their music.
We have a Simply Folk page on Facebook, and I had a post from Sue who said, KG and the Ranger appeared on the prior iteration of Higher Ground once when she was in the audience, and she had tremendous fun receiving an on-air yodeling lesson from KG, thanks to Jonathan.
So.
How do you teach someone to yodel?
Why do you teach somebody to yodel?
Because they ask.
Oh.
Well, I thought about that we could do a little on-air workshop. We actually, you know, if you can just get people to feel that break in their voice and then make it a little more melodic. And the hardest thing about yodeling is deciphering what people are doing. So if you demystify the syllables a little bit and break it down for people, it's amazing. People can learn.
It's not too hard to pick up.
No.
Well, maybe I'll be yodeling around the house a little this coming week. Why don't we hear another song? What would you like to play next?
Well, we'd like, you know, this Western music, I picture it as a tree with a lot of branches. And one of the branches are the early, you know, traditional cowboy songs. And another branch is Western swing or the movie cowboy songs. It's folk music. And it goes through changes like all folk music does. And this song is one of our favorites. It's probably started out as a sailor song about a sailor's fear of being buried, being lost at sea. And it was something like, bury me not on the ocean deep. And then the cowboy's ocean, of course, was the prairie. So they changed it to bury me not on the lone prairie. And then the movie Cowboys got a hold of it, and in particular Carson Robeson, and he changed it actually to carry me back to the lone prairie, but it's still the same song. And then later than that, somewhere around the 1950s, we stumbled on an album that came out in the 1950s that was produced by Chet Atkins, and it was a choral album of Western songs, and they had a beautiful arrangement of this song, and they interpreted it as bury me out on the lone prairie. So it's gone through all these changes.
Sounds like a folk tune all right to me.
That's right.
Oh, bury me out on the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free.
And when I die, you can bury me beneath the western sky on the lone prairie.
Give me back my saddle.
Across the prairie, bury me out on the lone prairie. My guests, if you're just joining me, are KG and the Ranger, and they perform Western music. And you've had the opportunity to collaborate with all kinds of wonderful musicians. You mentioned Riders in the Sky, and Ranger Doug provided you a wonderful quote and testimonial about how good you are.
And I'm very honored, yes.
And who else have you worked with? Is this, well, let me ask this, is it a close knit community the way other folk genres are, in that people work together?
It's a close-knit community that's very spread out across the country. And so when we get a chance to travel out west and go to some of the Western music festivals, then we get a chance to interact more with these people. So we haven't worked real closely with any one of them, but we've jammed with them, we've run across them, and, you know, shared the stage in a lot of wonderful situations. Johnny Western stands out as someone that's been helpful to us. He was the author of the theme song for Paladin, for Have Gun, Will Travel, and he's been very wonderful to us. Yeah. And we got to stand on stage with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and
all of the Pioneers,
their 60th reunion of the Sons of the Pioneers, and all the musicians at the festival all sang Happy Trails with them, and that was back in 1994, so we were really just starting out. So it's this music has led us down a lot of surprising and wonderful trails.
Literally and figuratively. Well, why don't we have another song?
Okay, I think I'll strap on the banjo.
Is the banjo, would that have been a traditional instrument that cowboys would have played?
I think the cowboys would have had banjos more likely than guitars.
The guitar didn't fit in the saddlebag too well.
No.
You think of the piano at the honky-tonks and things like that, but...
Banjo or harmonicas, we're familiar.
Right. Especially with, you know, the Southern music tradition. Probably the music that the cowboys listened to had banjos and fiddles and things like that. Before I go to this song, I just have to say that whenever we get a chance like this to play on the air, we're continuing a long tradition. You know, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry all got their start on radio and Sons of the Pioneers, and so we always think of that when we stand here on going out live on the radio. We appreciate the chance to do it.
Well, I know you were here with Judy Rose, and you were here with Tom Martin Erickson, and you were here with Jonathan, so every so often, cowboy music fits just perfectly on the air.
So this is a song that goes back to right around 1900. 1905 is the earliest version we've found of it. And it's a song about the real cowboys. It was a rough and nasty life in a lot of ways. And, you know, they called them cowboys because they were boys. They were 16, 17 years old. A lot of them were orphaned after the Civil War and went out west to try their hand at cowboying. And this song, I like the story in it because this cowboy was luckier than most. He got a letter from his folks back home.
Out on a Texas ranch one night, the work was almost through. Said one waiting for you. I bet read the letter from home, sweet home.
Oh, that's quite poignant, isn't it?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, the first time I heard that song, it just gave me shivers.
You know, I think thanks to A Prairie Home Companion, many of us are familiar with cowboy poetry. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you get involved in that aspect of the cowboy lifestyle.
Well, yeah. We do a couple little fragments of cowboy poems sometimes in our shows, and the cowboy poetry gatherings started sprouting around the country around the same time as the cowboy music festivals had sort of a resurgence, and they definitely go hand in hand. The poets mm-hmm. collaborate with the musicians to turn some of the poems into songs. It's all one genre.
Yeah.
Do you write your own? I know you've done some of these more traditional tunes. Do you have original tunes?
Well, I try to put out a new song for every album that we put out.
Which isn't a whole lot.
And I'm not a real songwriter, but I
managed. But they're good ones, the ones
you've
done.
Yeah.
How many recordings have you made together?
We have 5 recordings. One that we don't talk about too much because it's only on cassette, and we have about 3 of them left in our basement. But we have 4 CDs out. And we're in the planning stages of a new one. It's taken us a while. It's been quite a while, but we're just getting organized to try and do another album at some point.
Mm-hmm. Are there many other cowboy performers in Wisconsin or in the Midwest, or are you an anomaly?
We're kind of a rare breed here, I think.
I think so, here in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, yeah.
Although there are some excellent cowboy performers. There's a world champion rope spinner who lives over near East Troy, and there's some people that do target whip cracking and fancy roping, and there's actually quite a cowboy culture here. But the music, we're sort of out on the edge.
As far as we know, anyway.
Yeah.
Where do you perform, and who are your audiences?
Well, it's so variable. Next Saturday, we're performing at a coffee house near DeForest called the Prairie Coffee House, which is in Kaiser, a little town of Kaiser, Wisconsin. That's a real nice setting to hear a couple hours of music. We play everything from festivals to nursing homes and schools and libraries. It's extremely variable.
Summer concert series in the park, city parks and that.
Coming up this summer, that's our favorite venues. These little concerts, free to the public, open in a gazebo in the park, and we have quite a few of those scheduled. And our big excitement, it's not around here, but we're going to play at Silver Dollar City in Branson.
Oh, wow.
In the fall.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's great.
We've done that a couple times, but it's been a few years, and we're
working up a little Texas tour then.
We're doing a little tour of state parks in Texas following Branson.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen a photo of you, Rick, on stilts.
Yeah.
With
you mean
big,
my
long,
older brother, he's taller than me. His name is Shortcut Curly, yes.
And he has these big, long chaps that are literally about 6 feet long. And
which Rick made by hand, hand-sewed every stitch on
them. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
And where do you do your stilt walking?
Well, actually, we do libraries and school shows, and that's actually where it started out, because I saw this, we were out in Las Vegas doing a Wild West Arts Club show, and I saw this guy on stilts, and I thought, well, I could do that for the kids show, so I built myself some stilts and got involved into getting them into the kids shows.
But it grew from there. It took on a life of its own that we didn't expect, and we do parades. We've gone as far as northern Minnesota doing parades, and Rick didn't want to be out there by himself, so he built me a little wagon that I can ride in that looks like it's
covered
pulled,
wagon?
A covered wagon that looks like it's pulled by an armadillo which Rick made.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like you have an awful lot of fun.
We do.
Yeah, and I imagine audiences do too, and I would think that senior audiences in particular would maybe have some remembrance or some reminiscing around some of this music.
It really connects with them. We've had one really touching thing. We were playing at a senior center, and this man, we were singing Don't Fence Me In, which is a popular song, and this man was singing along with us. We didn't think anything of it because people do that all the time. A nurse came up to us afterwards and said that he had been nonverbal with Alzheimer's for a year or more, and he sang every word of that song with him.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You know, I've been hearing stories like this as I talk to performers that go into Alzheimer's units and memory care units. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
We have to do some yodeling.
Yes, you
do. A little taste. This comes from an old Roy Rogers movie, of course.
Yeah, they're all old, of course, but
not making any new ones. This is called Sagebrush Symphony.
Yippee-yay-dee-o. Yippee-o, yippee-yay, at the break of the day, I ride along with the song in my heart all the way. I find an open range where my land is free. I wear the skies of blue, smiling down on me. And when the sun comes to rest on the rim of the west, the moon above will return and the campfires burn. To the stars above, I'll sing of my love with the sagebrush symphony. You'll hear the sweet melodies in the sigh of the breeze, and all day long there's a song from the birds in the trees. And when the stars go creeping into the sky, a lonely prairie lobo sings a lullaby. You'll hear the call of the wild in the twilight begun. You'll hear a blend at the end in melodious style. When the echoes fade, this sweet serenade is a sagebrush symphony. Sigh of the breeze, and all day long there's a song from the birds in the trees. When the stars go creeping into the sky, a lonely prairie lobo sings a lullaby. You hear the call of the wild in the twilight beguiled. You hear a blend at the end in melodious style. When the echoes fade, this sweet serenade is a sagebrush symphony.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's so much fun.
That just sounds wonderful, yodeling in harmony. That's just gorgeous. Yeah. Really fun to hear that right here in the studio. If you've been listening along, this is KG and the Ranger, Karen Gogolik and Rick Rolchin. And they've got some upcoming dates around Wisconsin. You mentioned a few of them. You're going to be in Portage in June, also in Janesville in June, and in July, Kenosha, Oshkosh, Delavan, Menominee, in August, Mosinee, Tomah, Sparta, Viroqua. So you keep pretty busy.
We do.
Yep.
And the schedule is on our website if anybody's interested.
And you can find their website at simplyfolk.org. I've also posted it on our Facebook page. And in case you want to go there directly, it's kgandtherangeraltogether.com.
Right.
Thank you so much for bringing your time and talent and your guitar and banjo and harmonica.
Well, thank you very much.
We sure appreciate it. Are you going to have a song for us to say goodbye
with?
Well,
do we have time for, of course, the trademark song? This year, if Dale Evans were still with us, she'd be 100 years old. Last year was Roy Rogers' 100th. This year is Dale's. So how can we not close without singing Dale's famous song?
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the
Dirty Ranger. He sounds just like Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails, and that's how I'll sign off tonight as well. Well, if you'd like to listen to that interview again or share it with friends, we'll have it posted on our website as of about noontime tomorrow, and that's at simplyfolk.org.